The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Reckless Rollers.
Oh, yeah, that started. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. Welcome. Steph already did our intro, so I'm Scott. I'm the DM, and if you can't tell, my voice is dying.
All right. All good. I'm Mars. I play as Paxton.
I'm Stephanie. I play Catchery.
I'm Arco. I play as Old Man Wannabe.
Tyrus is here. He's just getting a crutch.
Yeah. Speaking of Wannabe, isn't he supposed to, like, not be with us right now?
He's not at the moment, but it might happen.
He's on the way. Yeah, so last time we ended, I'm gonna do, like, a quick summary of how both of those episodes ended. So, the group episode ended with Paxton, Polly, and Catchery resting at an actual Pokemon Center. Not the Pokemon owned by Carlson. An actual Pokemon Center with a Nurse Joy. Probably one of the last ones in Johto. And it was right outside Union Cave. And as they were getting ready to go to sleep, they heard singing coming from inside the cave. While that was happening, Wannabe was coming to terms with all of the chaos and destruction that has actually happened in Blackthorn City. Found out some pretty interesting stuff about Professor Hickory and the other assistant, which was formerly known as Doc, but
and also helped me, and after getting Pokemon to help start rebuilding the town, I'm making my way down to Union Cave.
Also, Peach the Slowpoke is currently going under rehabilitation after having been snagged.
My baby.
Yeah,
baby.
So Peach is going to be not in Wannabe's party for a little while, mostly because after the rehabilitation, she's going to be going with Raikou to try and find Mother Moth. I remembered that.
Yes.
I swear. But yeah, so Wannabe with all of the non-caught Pokemon in tow wound up pressing the little button for the poker ride thing, which for Wannabe turned out to be a hot air balloon sized drift blimp with a basket. Which made its way towards Goldenrod City. And we're gonna fast forward like maybe like 2 hours from that. Wannabe, you have made it to like a little stretch of land outside Goldenrod City,
okay,
on Route 36, I believe, and just something kind of tells you that, well, you saw the note that Petra had that said she needed to go to Union Cave.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually making your way there in a roundabout way. It's starting to get close to dark, which normally would be dangerous, but you have like 30 Pokemon following you right now. Including a Golett.
Wait, and, the Pokemon that were in the area, they were busy. I thought they were going to help me build
Blackthorn. No, those ones are. However,
okay.
The Golett, the Espeon, the Oricorio, Dartrix, Impidimp, that Sneasel, and all of your Pokemon that normally are out are out.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a gaggle.
You've got a parade, and you are on Route 36, making your way into Violet City.
Oh my gosh, just look incognito.
The second you walk in there, there is a mob of people holding torches and pitchforks because they saw the parade of Pokemon. And you hear a couple of them just yelling, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Whoa! Take it back now. One of these kind of like freezes, hold his hands up. I believe I am out of context, good sir.
We don't like trainers in this town. Turn around and leave.
I am just passing through. I need to get some very important friends of mine.
Well, hurry the fuck up and get out.
Thank you.
So, I assume you're taking the quickest path you can.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to go through the ruins of Alf and just leave through the bad way.
All right, so you make your way through the ruins of Alf, and as you're making your way that way, a couple people are, like, throwing wet paper balls at you and just jeering and booing. You can kind of get the sense that they knew that there were trainers that passed through here before, and they're preparing for others. But you go through the ruins of Alf. It's more like a paved road with, like, it's all paved road, and there's, like, a big wrought iron fence that blocks off the actual ruins. There's a couple people behind the fence that are just, like, digging. They're looking for more mysteries to be found there. But other than that, it looks like it's just a follow-through for the town. And
could I call out to those people that are digging out?
You call out. What are you saying?
Hi. Question.
Yeah. What do you want?
Why do they want to kill me? I point back to Violet City.
Oh, them. Yeah, they recently fed into the revolution's whole deal.
Oh boy.
They fed into that whole thing. Kind of made a safe haven for the actual, like, headquarters there, so.
Oh.
It's best if you're gonna go in there, don't have any Pokemon visible with you.
I look over to my. I'm gonna be honest. I pointed basically the conga line. Half of them are my friends. We just got separated.
Yeah, that's understandable. Just, you know, be careful, because the ones that greeted you out there are the nice ones. There's people with guns in there, too.
How did that happen? Who was able to convince an entire town?
Well, their leader was very convincing.
What did the leader look like?
Oh, he had like this, like, dark blue, spiky.
Oh, no way, yeah, I know the guy now.
Yeah, said his name was Simon.
You should be a team cadet.
I mean, he seemed pretty charming, but he also seemed kind of fucked up.
That's surprising.
That was a while ago, though.
Jeez, I thought that would've been more reported on what happened to Father City.
Oh no, they beat up reporters too.
Jeez. Well, thank you. I'm just good luck. Wait. The entrance to Union Cave is still opened over here?
Yeah, you're just gonna take a left over here, follow the path once you get through the gatehouse, straight south. It'll take you a couple hours, but you'll make it to Union Cave pretty easily.
Okay, thank you.
Alright. While you're making your way there, are you looking for anything in particular?
Just some friends. The friends, they were a girl.
I'm asking as the DM.
Oh, as the DM, as Scott. Now he's getting there as soon as possible, because basically, if people are doing like a secret organization meeting down in Union Cave, and he knows his friends are hanging down there, it's just going to annoy them.
Alright, so while you're making your way down that way, do me a favor and roll perception.
Okay.
You can use the stats for one of your Pokemon if you would like. And you could just add your base perception to it.
Oh, let me just
roll for it. Whatever level it is.
Let me just get on my sheet real quick. Sorry about that.
That's fine. Don't worry. We'll get to the others in just a little bit. I swear.
Okay. Okay. Jovi's going to be just keeping like a scout, looking around while flying. Oh, he got a 15.
With a 15, Jovi picks up a little bit of like electrical scorching near a tree, followed by some paw prints, and in that general area you can see several Pokemon tracks. Most of them are canine in shape. You can definitely tell that Catree had her Arcanine Indigo out here, and Paxson had Sadie, his Houndoom, out here. It looks like they were doing what they usually do, just catch some Pokemon, stuff like that.
Okay, we're catching up with them, guys. Come on.
And you can tell that those tracks are heading south towards Union Cave. So you start making your way there, and we're gonna, I guess the camera in this sense is gonna just like zoom towards the Pokemon.
It's gonna be like the Amazing Race, where it zooms out to the area and then zooms back on another team.
Yeah, it's doing that, and it's going towards the outside of the Pokemon Center. None of you were able to get any sleep because that singing was just extremely distracting. To some of you, it might have sounded beautiful. To some of you, it might have sounded like screeching, and I don't know. It's up to whoever to decide. But Paxson, Catree, and Polly, you are awake and outside of the Pokemon Center. Your Pokemon are all healed up, and we'll say that you were able to pick up like a couple Pokeballs and potions from in there while you're at it. But other than that, sinking happening, that weird pirate guy that spoke in a normal voice is fucking gone. And what do you do? Any of you.
Well, my suggestion would be that we head to Union Cave to catch some Pokemon.
Alright.
Somebody say Union Cave?
Yeah, let's go.
Alright.
Union Cave.
That's where we're going. Context,
it is the middle of the night, and the three of you take a step into Union Cave.
Wait, why are we going out in the middle of the night?
Because the singing was extremely distracting for various reasons.
Okay.
It was loud, potentially beautiful to some of you, and screeching like broken glass or nails on a chalkboard to whoever else.
Union Cave!
Union Cave!
Yo, we should form a union to celebrate being in Union Cave!
Katri, are you saying that as the three of you step in there?
Mm-hmm.
The second you say that and step in there, as soon as you say union, you pass through the mouth of the cave and you take another step and you're right back outside.
What the fuck?
And Paxton and Polly are not near you.
So am I right where I entered still? Like it turned me around, or is this like a new place?
You're right where you entered, facing the Pokemon Center. Paxton and Polly are nowhere around, and it looks like time has passed. Your bag is also missing.
What the fuck? I want to turn around and go back in the cave. Or try to go in the cave again.
You turn around, and once you go in, it is pitch black.
But I'm in the cave this time.
You are now in the cave. Nobody around you. You can hear, skittering sounds. Rocks falling. Just like small rocks just falling every now and then. But other than that, it is pitch black, and at this point, you have never felt more alone.
Oh, Paxton! Polly!
This cave doesn't feel very unionizing.
Oh, I can't believe the Union Busters called to me here, too!
Paxton and Polly, you can roll perception if you so choose.
Yeah, let's perceive.
Yeah,
I gotta get my character sheet up.
I would say I'd send out a fire type to light this shit up, but I actually don't have any on me, which is kind of
hilarious. I do have a fire type. I'll send out Sadie.
Alright, but roll perception first.
Perception.
3d6.
An 8.
Oh my. That is a 7. Oh my god.
Oh, the one with the lower dice got the higher roll, huh?
Okay. So, Katri, you don't feel like anyone heard your voice.
Well, oh my fucking god.
Neither of the intended targets. You do hear a little bit more like scurrying, skittering. And if you, as you walk a little bit further down, you can hear, like, this kind of like a hushed whisper. Just saying,
I'm gonna fucking die.
Come a little closer. Just a few more steps.
I'm gonna send out my Onyx.
You reach for your bag, and it is no longer there.
Oh, I'm gonna die in here. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die in here. Oh my god.
Are you moving any further towards the voice?
So that you're telling me that there are strange voices telling me to come closer.
I never said it was a strange voice. It's a familiar voice.
It's familiar. I don't trust... This seems sus. I'm leaving the cave. I'm turning back around.
Alright, you step out of the cave. We're gonna cut to Paxton and Polly. Paxton, Polly, you made it through, or you stepped into the cave pretty easily. Nothing weird going on. It's not really all that dark. Just, you know, normal cave stuff. You let out Sadie for a little bit more light, and you go through. Surprisingly, Katri is extremely quiet during this. She's just kind of staring ahead.
Oh no!
And after taking a few steps in there, she just rushes off. rushes off, rounds a corner, and you just don't see her after that.
Catchy, where are you going?
She doesn't respond.
Man, that fight with Wannabe must be really taking a toll on her now, huh? I've never seen her run off that silently.
I hope she's
okay. I've seen her run off, but not that silently before.
I know. It's so weird.
I'm gonna have... Well, with your 7 and 8 perceptions that you've rolled, Paxson, you see something a little further into the cave. A familiar person also wearing a hoodie that's Pokemon themed.
Oh, dang.
You see Leslie. Also with the Frantastic Fran and Clem Hazard. They're actually coming from the other way. They went through the Ilex Forest and challenged the gym leader there. But they're making their way through, and Leslie spots you and just starts waving, runs towards you a little excitedly.
Oh my god, is that Leslie?
Paxson, hi! It's been so long. I thought we would have run into you in Goldenrod.
Yeah, oh my goodness, it's been forever. How have you guys been?
Oh, you know, we're doing pretty well. Managed to get a few more gym badges. We beat the contest that was over in Goldenrod City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and also, I wound up catching a couple more Pokemon. Do you want to see them?
Ooh, sure.
She throws out 3 Pokeballs. One of them is the, it was an Azurill. It's now an Azumarill. She also throws out a large brown and gray rabbit with these 2 like folded over ears that end in like these little shovel like scoops with a big old fuzzy band of fur around it. There's also another much more slender like brown tall rabbit, and then there's a you've seen this before. It's a Nidorina.
Man, it's just Rabbit Squad over here.
Yeah, I kind of found a theme after Azzy evolved. I decided I'm going full on into rabbits.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
But yeah, she shows off her bun squad.
And we'll show off some of our Pokemon too.
Alright. Clem also shows off a couple of their Pokemon. The Honedge that they had was it wound up evolving into 2 swords. Doublade. Just 2 very large crisscrossed swords. Basically sheathed along Clem's back. There's also that ghost Wishiwashi. They named that one Lifestream. And then there's a pure black and white spotted a Skitty that they named Kate. And it appears to be, like, balancing on a large plushie. I don't know if you've caught on to the theme of this particular character just yet.
Alright, what were the Pokemon?
There's the Honedge, Doublade named Buster. The Ghost-type Wishiwashi named Lifestream. And there's the Skitty, the dark and normal type one named Kate. that's on a giant plushie.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey.
Considering the name is Clem Hazard.
Clem. Well, that's neat.
And Fran has one of those, well, Polly has seen its evolution before, but a floating, just completely smooth rock with two arms. A rock and psychic type Geodude. A Brakeson. And I believe he also has a Metatite. But yeah, so they show off what they have, and basically just talk about how, like, their trip's been so far. They don't disclose anything about the Azalea Town gym leader as per the rules. They're not, like, trainers aren't supposed to really talk about what happens inside the gyms to people who haven't battled those gyms.
Yeah.
So,
they don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah. But, yeah, they mention that, like, Azalea Town's just this big, like, it's no longer actually a town. It's more like just one person owns the whole estate. And they turned it into a permanent Renaissance fair type thing.
Oh my. That sounds fun.
Clem just says, yeah, you just gotta kind of see it for yourself to really get it. But it's a whole lot of fun. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it, including that... Wait, where'd the old guy go? Where'd the... This one's new.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd your two other friends go?
One got in a little heated argument and left. The other one, I don't know what's going on. She just sort of ran off somewhere. We've been wondering.
Yeah, she kind of just, like, ran around over there after we just entered the cave.
That's weird. Normally this place is good at keeping people together, but I guess if there's some kind of strife going on with them, like, I don't know, mentally, emotionally... Maybe it's got some weird magic going on. Who knows?
Yeah, this seems like the separation cave right now.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
I'm telling you, it's Union Busters!
We'll keep an eye out for her, though. We're making our way out, heading towards Violet City. Which...
Yeah, be careful in Violet City. They aren't too fond of Pokemon there.
We heard. We're just gonna pass through and try and see if the gym in Cherry Grove's open yet.
Let's see. Smart idea.
Or maybe we'll look for the leader in Violet City. See if we could find out where they ran off to. We'll keep an eye out for your friends on the way there.
Awesome.
Alright, well, it was good catching up. But we should really get going. Don't want to stay in here for too long, because this singing's kind of driving us crazy.
Yeah, it was good meeting you for the first time.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Oh yeah, we didn't exchange names. My name's Polly.
Oh, well, wonderful to meet you. I'm Clem. Pronouns are they, them. It's good to meet you. My associates here, this one wearing the cape and top hat, that's the Fantastic Fran. And this one that's got a little crush on your boy Paxton here, that's Leslie.
Oh? Paxton blushes up a bit after hearing that, but you don't really see it behind the mask.
I see.
she just would not stop talking about you after that, like, one day. You were kind of like a hero to her, so, you know.
Aww.
I didn't know my little Paxson was such a ladies' man.
Leslie kind of blushes at that. And, and just, like, says, okay, I'd really like to go now, thank you. and the three of them just kind of, like, turn around, walk backwards, and wave as they start to leave. Are you heading in the direction that Catchfree ran off in, or are you going to try and go towards the singing?
I want to go where Catchfree went off in, see if she's right. Okay.
Yeah, we worry about our friends.
Alright,
so... Yeah.
Well, I'm going to think about that, though. That's going to be on my mind, that Leslie thing.
Alright, so if you flub any perception rolls, that'll be the explanation why. So, the two of you find that the way Catchfree led down into a lower level in the cave. And I assume the two of you headed that way with Sadie in tow?
Yeah,
so you go a little further into the cave, going to follow Catchfree, and the two of you see her bag. Oh. Yeah.
Catchfree, are you okay?
You do not see her.
We're worried about you. You just kind of ran off without saying anything. That's unlike you.
Catchfree, roll perception.
What am I rolling again? Perception?
Yeah.
Oh boy, 2d6. I rolled a 7.
Catchfree, from outside of the cave, that compared to the other two, it was significantly darker and plagued by whispers. You can hear their voices, just very muffled from further in.
Oh, am I having a hallucination? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh god, I don't want to go back in the cave. But if that's where Paxton and Polly are, then I should probably go back in the cave.
Roll focus.
I don't want to go back in the cave. What am I rolling focus?
Yes.
2d6. 10.
You, managed to, like, looking into it, it doesn't seem as dark.
I'm gonna go back in the cave against my better judgment.
Alright. The second you step into the cave, that whispering happens again.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna ignore the whispering.
Come find me, Catchfree.
And I'm just gonna search for my friends.
Find me. I'm not far away.
Oh, that's really cool, whispering voice. I'm glad that you're not far away, but maybe you could put some distance between us while I look for my friends.
I'm with your bag.
Nah. Damn, fuck you!
Don't you see your friends?
I do! Oh, do you know where they are?
Yes, they're nearby too.
Okay. Okay, probable hallucination. Tell me where to go. What do I have to lose at this point?
Just follow the sound of my voice.
What else is there to follow? Oh, for fuck's sake. All right.
Fantastic.
I might use another choice word, but okay.
You follow the sound of the whispers, and it actually does lead you to your bag. However, you do not see Paxson or Polly near them. They actually seem to be across the stretch of water that your bag is rested near. But the sound of the whisper is coming from within your bag.
Oh, is it Spiritomb? But I don't have Spiritomb mode, I don't think. What if it's my Spiritomb? Okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not hallucinating. Okay, I'm gonna grab my bag.
As you reach down to grab your bag, you hear a noise coming from behind you.
I'll turn around, I guess.
You see a little blue elephant.
A little blue elephant?
Yes. It's a little blue elephant with, like, red along the edges of its ears and red, a little red ring on its snout. It's a Phanpy.
Yeah. Hi, buddy. What's up?
It just, like, trumpets and waddles towards you.
I'll give him a little pat on the head.
It taps you on the knee with its trunk, and then it turns around and just waddles away.
I'll follow it. You'll be my friend until I can find Pax and Impali, or maybe you'll just be my permanent new friend if I never find them, and I'll become a hermit who lives in the cave.
You hear the whispering from in your bag saying, "Throw a Pokeball at it. Catch it. You know you want to."
I mean, I do want to catch it, but, you know, I'd rather become friends with it first.
You can make friends with it later.
Are you, like, my conscience? Or, like, not my conscience. Are you just intrusive thoughts?
Let's say yes.
You know, maybe I'd be a lot more inclined to, like, listen to you if, you know, I knew what your whole deal was, mysterious voice coming out of my bag.
Let's say I am that voice in the back of your head, but your brain's perceiving it as coming from inside your bag.
So I'm hallucinating.
Possibly. But don't you want to catch the Pokemon?
But I'm going to become friends with it first. Look how happy Phanpy looks.
The Phanpy is waddling closer and closer to a very scared-looking brown snake.
What? Why is the snake scared?
It also looks very sleepy. It's sleepy and scared.
Do I have any, like, snacks in my bag I can offer these Pokemon?
Do you really want to reach in your bag?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Listen, I think I'm hallucinating.
All right. You reach in your bag. Roll a d4.
Roll a d4, you got it. I rolled a 1.
You plunge your hand into darkness.
That's new.
And you get this urge to just throw anything at either of those two Pokemon. You reach into your bag with no other thoughts other than, I want. And you throw what appears to be a Pokeball in your hands. And you regain, like, your senses right after it leaves your hands. And you can see it's actually a purple, like, cloud with two little tufts sticking out of its head.
What the fuck?
And as it hits this, the first stage is Silicobra, right?
Yeah.
As it hits the Silicobra, just this fissure in reality opens.
What the fuck is going on?
And your watch pings Cosmog. That smoke ball that Teddy Ursa picked up way back when you were in Blackthorn City. You've had a Cosmog just chilling in your bag the whole time.
Catch me. The book.
Why do I hear that old man's voice?
Sorry.
Funny thing is, you actually do hear that voice in the back of your head.
No, I don't want to keep hallucinating if it's going to be Wannabe. Listen, I just got away from him, and now you're telling me I hear him in my head?
You hear his voice specifically because he was the only person in that room when you found that book. And everything kind of, like, clicks. That voice you've been hearing, that urge you've been having to catch so many different Pokemon even more ferociously ever since the Spooky House. It's been kind of fueling some dark energy that's inside that book.
I just like catching Pokemon.
Can I just say something again?
I can't believe I'm charging a demon.
Can I just say something in his subconscious? Or no.
Catchery, roll a focus again, and if she rolls low, you can.
Okay.
Focus again. What is that? That's 2d6. I rolled a 9.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say no on that, then, wannabe.
Oh, good.
Catchery, like, that 9 that you rolled is the moment you regain, like, your full sense.
Oh.
And you can see that little rip in space just open. And
I'm gonna stick my hand in it.
Okay. You stick your hand in it.
Okay, you okay, man?
You stick your hand in it.
I think I'm hallucinating.
And you step out in Union Cave.
Why wasn't Polly, I already in Union Cave?
Polly and Paxson. Catchery just kind of, like, appears out of nowhere right next to you.
Well, Catchery!
Oh, hey, guys! I think I'm hallucinating.
Is there still, like, the Catchery in front of us?
What you had in front of you was her bag.
Oh, her bag. Which, I thought it was her.
Which is
my bag.
Still there.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God. It seemed like you were hallucinating. You just ran off out of nowhere.
I think I'm hallucinating, because how did you get here?
Polly, I'm pretty sure I'm the one hallucinating here. The shit I'm going through right now.
Wake up.
Catchery,
explain what's happening to me, bestie.
Okay, Catchery, your bag is in front of you again. It's no longer on your back. As soon as you bend down to pick up the bag, you see a small blue elephant.
Okay, this is definitely more of a hallucination, because I see there's a Phanpy there.
Polly and Paxson, you also see the small blue elephant.
No, there's a Phanpy there. You're good.
No, then that means you guys are probably just part of my hallucinations.
Catchery, you no longer hear the whispering.
Oh. Maybe I'm not hallucinating anymore.
You do remember.
Why, okay. Okay, besties, so here's the TLDR. Here's the TLDR. Remember when we walked into the cave and I was all excited? I walked in the cave and then I immediately was outside of the cave. And then I heard voices, I heard demonic whispering, and it was telling me to go deeper into the cave. And so I, you know, was like, oh, I guess I'll try to find my friends. And then there was a Phanpy, and then the demonic voice was coming from my backpack, so I reached into my backpack, and then I felt like I was filled with the soul of evil. And then I threw a thing, and then there was, like, a giant rift in time and space, and I stuck my hand in it, and then it was now.
What?
I think I'm hallucinating. Yeah, either of you two can roll intuition to kind of, like, determine maybe what's going on with this.
Yeah,
what have I eaten? I don't know why I'm having a bad trip. I know I consume a lot of things without thinking, but I can't think of anything I've consumed recently.
Recently? Oh, I got a nat 1 on intuition.
Paxson, you think that you're hallucinating.
Maybe I'm the one hallucinating, and you guys are the illusion.
And I'm just a figment of your imagination.
As far as you know, you're still asleep in the Pokemon Center.
I got a 9 out of 2d6.
Polly, you kind of get the sense that, like, maybe she was affected adversely by the song. It's been kind of like a weird vibe that some people are drawn more to it, some people are repelled from it. Like, this song that's been permeating Union Cave has some sort of, like, power to it. And there's only a few other, like, sound-based singing moves that could have that, including the move Sing. It could lull someone into kind of like a slumber-like...
Oh my god, what if I'm a god?
There's also Pear's song, which could...
She does not have much luck to win.
It could have been like trying to lull you into a very painful demise. But who knows? There's only one way to find out. And that's to find the source of the voice.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, like, this music. Like, what the hell is this music? Like, the song. We should find the source of this stuff.
I bet this music is just the music of my worship. Like, the people who worship me. I think I might just be a god and this is my awakening.
Awakening.
I can travel through space and time.
Awakening!
You could say that this is all a little bit maddening, but my awakening is, you know.
This is what I see right now.
I guess Catra, you're a real lunatic.
You're starting to hear the whispering again.
Oh, I'm hearing it again?
Yes.
Oh my god, guys, the whispering's back.
You hear the whispers of dark revenge.
I hear the whispers of the demon whispers. Is it coming from my backpack again?
Yes. The whispering is, in fact, coming from your backpack, and it's not quite intelligible currently.
I'm going to stick my head in my backpack this time.
You stick your head in your backpack, and you can see that smoke ball that you previously threw, and it just rolls over, and it smiles at you.
Oh, hello! I'm gonna take it out of the bag and give it a nice big hug.
As you hug it, its gaseous form just kind of, like, separates from your arms and reforms, floating right outside.
Okay, so you're not a hugger. Guys, do you see this one too, or am I still hallucinating?
You do. You see the Cosmog.
Catchy, why the hell do you have a Cosmog in your bag?
What is a Cosmog?
Oh yeah, they won't fucking know. Shit.
Yeah, Catchy, to you, this is just like maybe something weird, because that was the smoke ball that Scare Bear found.
This was just a smoke ball.
Could just be an abnormal gas, ghastly, all you know.
Well, I have an abnormal ghastly. Or I had.
They have different forms.
Are the three of you just, like, standing around talking, or are you following the Phanpy?
I want to follow the Phanpy. I'm going to
follow the tiny elephant.
We'll walk towards the tiny elephant while we're talking.
So, Polly, what's a Cosmog, and is it a hallucination?
As you're explaining it, we're going to cut over to Wannabe. Wannabe, you've been walking, tracking these numerous dog footprints for a while. You don't really see any Pokemon. They might still have been, like, scared by... Well, they're probably scared by the stampede that you have with you.
Oh, Bobby.
And there's several, like, low-level trainers that look like they're gonna come up to you and challenge you, and then, like, Carver, your Sneasel, just kinda, like, shoots them a look, flexes a rock in its claws, and they just kinda, like, back away.
And just like, oh shit, never mind.
This man's purpose.
Yeah, so, for context, if you have McDermott the Honchkrow out, he's staring at your Sneasel. Just like with a sense of familiarity.
I take a glance at that, but we'll ask later. I gotta find the gang first.
Alright. You get further down this route. I can't remember. I think it's what, like Route 34?
Maybe.
But you get further down this particular route. Oh wait, no, it's Route 33, I think. Or 32. It's one of the early routes. But you follow it. And once you get to a certain point, you can see the opening to Union Cave, and you can hear singing. Now, whether it sounds pleasant or displeasing to you, that's up to you. But something like that, you kind of get the feeling that, like, if the rest of your group was here, they would feel the urge to investigate it.
This is a trap. This is definitely a trap. Okay. Guys, without Pokemon Foul Balls, stay close and look over to my Pokemon. Get in gang, because we are. This looks like dangerous territory.
So you're returning the ones that have Pokeballs?
Yes.
Alright, so your parade is Smallened.
Yes. And I'm putting my parade up, but I am leaving one Pokemon out though. Bon. Which one?
Bon? Alright. So you continue on and you make it to the entrance of Union Cave, and you see three familiar figures. You see Leslie, Fantastic Fran, and Clem Hazard as they're exiting Union Cave. And they say, oh, hey, it's...
Hi. Hey, Hopman.
Are you the one that got lost? We saw Paxton and Polly in there, and they were saying that two of their group got in an argument, one of them walked off, and the other one just kind of, like, got lost in the cave.
I'll be the former in that.
Well, they're still in there. We just finished talking to Paxton and Polly, like, 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, how you guys been, though? It shouldn't be okay at the moment.
Well, we're doing okay. We just finished with the Azalea gym. It's pretty cool. It's like a weird Renaissance fair type thing over there.
Renaissance?
But yeah, other than that, like, we did the Goldenrod contest. We beat the gym over there. Made our way through Ilex Forest. There's a lot of fun stuff in there, but yeah.
That's good to hear. What anything been up to? Been did you guys have to go through Violet City? That place is kind of dangerous. It's pretty dangerous right now.
Oh yeah, we heard about that from Paxton. Actually, we're gonna try and see if we could find a shortcut. Like,
yeah, I'm not going. A good portion of the Pokemon's with me for some reason, and because of that little parade, they were throwing rocks at me. I heard from some researchers outside the Alphys Ruins that if I went deeper and I might have been shot, so please be careful.
Yeah, we'll stay on the outskirts, and we're just going to make our way over to Cherry Grove. It seems we heard there's a gym opening up there soon, so... Well, we're going to try and hit that up, see if we can be the first participants in challenging that gym.
Well, I hope it goes well. I gotta catch up with them, though. They might be in some danger. Something's going on in Union Cave today. And it sounds like someone went missing in that cave. That might be... Oh, gosh. Paxton?
It was Paxton and Polly, so I guess Catri might have gotten lost in there. I mean, she seems catch-happy, so...
I clenched my fist and just... have one bee bite his index finger. Oh, great! Okay. Well, I'm just going to go in. Well, thank you, Toto.
Alright, well, we'll see you later. Maybe maybe the next time we see you, we'll be competing against each other for the Pokemon League champion title. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Why the more I think, yeah, I can over half the benches now. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Kinda never really thought about that.
Oh. Yeah, we made a lot of progress. Oh, wait, I'm not here.
Well, anyway,
Talked too much. It's okay. You can talk. You guys can talk also.
Anyway, we'll see you later. We kind of want to hit up the Pokemon Center so we can get some rest.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure how well we'll be able to be resting with this sinking, but who knows? We might be able to take care of that for you.
It seemed like Paxton and Polly might be trying to find out the source for it, so who knows?
Doesn't surprise me. Well, you guys stay safe.
All right, you too.
Yeah, it's gonna give a small wave.
All right. And they walk away and into the doors of the Pokemon Center. And are you making your way into Union Cave?
Yes.
The second you step into Union Cave, you take a step forward and you are outside of Union Cave, facing the Pokemon Center, and it seems like time has passed. You also do not have your Pokeball, and the following Pokemon that were with you are not with you.
Oh, great. Great, I'm being... This is what happened to Kadri, isn't it? I just kind of smudged myself.
Oh, boy. Are you taking any steps further?
I look in the cave. Thankful moment. Pop my knuckles and say, fuck it. And I make my way into the cave. But not running. I'm taking a slow pace.
Pitch black, as you go in, you can hear some small rocks falling. And you also hear a whisper saying, Hey, why don't you come closer? Why don't you take a few steps?
Question. As soon as I hear that voice in my head, is it like a whisper or is someone talking inside my head? Because I got the Iron Mind thing.
It's kind of like a whisper.
So it's not telepathy?
No, it's not telepathy. It sounds like an actual voice that's coming from a location.
I pause for a moment. Who are you supposed to be?
Take a few steps. You'll see me. Don't worry. I won't bite.
The fact you're already saying not going to bite is a little concerning.
You won't bite. I don't have a mouth. I can't bite you.
Then how are you talking?
I'm not sure.
The world's weird anyway. I can talk to Pokemon.
How does a Voltorb talk after all?
Electromagnetic vibrations making noise. I studied this.
You're funny. Why don't you take a few steps closer?
Knowing this is probably a trap, but knowing this is my best lead. Alright, hallucination, whatever this singing is. Let's see your game plan. And I just kind of step up.
You take a few steps closer and you can see Katri's bag. You see a small ripping space. And you can see poking out of the bag is a book that is opening and closing on its own. And as it's opening and closing, you can hear the whispering, just saying, I'm not too far away. Just take a few steps closer. We can help your friends.
As I see that book, right before I can say anything else, I reach down and grab it and slam it shut. No one's getting help from you.
You hear... you can read on the binding of this black leather-bound book. Secrets.
Just called Secrets?
It's called Secrets. It seems like there were words preceding it, but they seem to be rubbed out.
Sorry, guys. I just can't help rubbing a few out every now and then, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, words. Yeah, I get it.
It's called a double entendre.
I get it. But yeah,
it's funny because it's about an NSFW topic. Are you laughing yet?
Yes, I am in fact laughing. But yeah, that
joke was for the adult audiences in the show, kids. Anyway.
Yeah, it was. You look at the cover of this book, and in the little loops for the E's, there's like a little bit of movement as if it's eyes.
I flick the title of it where if it was a face, that'd be where the nose is, and open it up. Who are you? Actually, no, you're probably just a book from the depth. Who are you?
You open it.
I don't open it. I leave it. I kind of just stop clasping it.
The book opens on its own. Just letters appearing on an empty page with only one other word that just says wannabe. Letters appearing below it say, you feel guilt that your time in the service was squandered by the fact that the remaining members of the force that you were a part of joined Team Rocket shortly afterwards.
I wouldn't say want people feel guilt on that, because that's what they were there. He knew that they would not. I want to say want people have guilt because those are different people making those choices. If anything, he'd be mad at them, but not guilt towards himself.
It's more he felt guilt that he wasn't able to convince them otherwise.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, he probably feel guilty on that.
But there's just like as you're reading it, more writing is coming out, and it's just secrets about you that you haven't really disclosed upon with any of the other players.
So let me get this. Who are you? So why are you? What's your whole deal?
Well, you see, a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away, we've heard this story.
No, that's a completely different story, and we're not infringing on that copyright in this podcast.
Fair enough, continue on.
A long time ago, I was, this weird man found me in my home. I was a leaf. Just a simple little leaf that clung to a sideways wall in the distortion world. But this strange man found me and just could not resist plucking the leaf that was me and taking it with him further into the distortion world. And just before he was able to actually fulfill his wish of capturing Giratina.
You're talking about Cyrus.
Sure, I guess that was his name. I'm not completely sure. Nobody ever told me. But shortly before all of that, he got beat up by a small 10-year-old and...
Yeah, that happened back in the 50s.
And, like, the champion of the region, I guess, just kind of, like, watched and cheered him on for... I don't know why she couldn't do it herself, but whatever. Yeah, so, like, after he got beat, he got kicked out of my home with, you know, the leaf that is me. And I kind of drifted off into the wind. And it only took a couple minutes, but I wound up becoming what you see before you.
A book.
A book of secrets. A shard of Giratina.
Huh. So are you part of their consciousness, or like a fragment of them, or just a piece of the distortion world in total?
Are you worried that the others will read your secrets?
No.
Don't worry. They don't appear for others. These words are only for you.
I kind of shake my head that I'm not scared they see my secrets.
That's fair. I mean, I don't really have any secrets. I'm an open book. And the pages just kind of like flap as if it's laughing.
So, do you have a name?
The Book of Secrets.
Book of Secrets, okay.
You can call me Boss, I guess. If you like acronyms, or BS.
No, that'd be more of an insult. I don't want to do that to you.
No, I don't know what insults are. Nobody's had a secret about an insult.
Oh. Well, insults are basically rude things to call people.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said...
I can't believe the book can say fuck.
Yeah, books can say
that
fuck.
Wait, that was an insult. Good job. I give it a high five.
I don't have
hands.
How do you
high five a book?
I kind of tap the edge of the book, like the book cover.
You get a paper cut.
Ow.
Blood just flows upwards. And then drifts towards that weird little rift in time and space. And the book just kind of looks at you and says, aren't you going to go through that? Your friend did. Might get you out of here.
Any idea what this place is, or do you have no idea and only know my secrets?
There's secrets in this cave. There's some magic to the word union.
Union, huh?
Okay. And it might also just be because, you know, you injected yourself with a weird vial back in Necrotique City that, you know, might have affected you and your friend Katri in adverse...
In my defense, I was trying to make sure you didn't get infected, but fair enough. So happened.
I mean, you did inject yourself with the blood of a weird type Dabra, so...
Look, I jumped in to try to stop her. She tripped and it went in my veins.
Yeah, that didn't stop you from, like, shoving the rest of it into your arm. Anyway, the rift's closing. Do you want to hop through it?
Wait. Well, I didn't think Wannabe shoved this straight down his arm. Wannabe's just like, fuck it, fair enough.
Oh, and it's might kind not of have been in this universe.
Wait, I kind of paused. We're in a different universe?
You don't know about the multiverse?
There's
many others. Yo, wait, are we doing a Spider-Man No Way Home crossover?
Wait, no, I'm remembering this.
No spoilers, I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
I remember, I know where the multiverse series is. I just thought it was an illusion.
Well, best start believing in illusions, boy. You're in one.
An illusion world? Huh. Neat. And with that, I just kind of reach up and poke it. Poke the tear.
Alright, so you poke the tear in the world, and you appear right next to Pax and Polly and Katri, and you're holding the book.
What? Where the fuck are these people coming from?
Illusion world!
Not you too.
Wow, fuck you.
Oh my god, I am hallucinating.
No, you're not.
Hallucinating, Paxson.
No, you're not.
What is real?
Hi, guys. Been a day.
I am freaking out.
Paxson, not to add to the freak out, but you hear a familiar voice.
No!
Coming from further within the cave saying, oh, so that's why they wanted me here.
Oh,
okay, so that explains things. Petra steps a little closer to you, followed by three people in suits, white suits with a small, red pin that is in the shape of a rocket. One of them has long purple hair. The other one has, sunglasses and a shaved head and looks sort of like Wannabe, but, way younger. And the last one is wearing Paxson's ice mask and has metal arms.
And there's a reason why I was coming here.
So the one that looks kind of like Wannabe points at the book in your hands and says, yeah, we're going to need that.
What do you want BOS? No, I just told him I wouldn't call him that. What do you want secrets for?
That thing is fucking up all sorts of things in all of the timelines and all of the potential futures. We need to destroy it.
I kind of just open the book a little bit. It's just true.
The book does not open.
Oh. I kind of try to push it up though. No, wait, never mind.
I'm trying to talk to a book.
This isn't a book. It is a book, but basically, I was thinking about the weird illusion world. It told me this was a piece of Giratina's that Cyrus took.
As you're, like, opening it, you notice the title of it changed.
Oh?
It says, Ancient Rituals and Where to Find Them.
And this must be its normal form in our world.
Yeah, the one that looks like Wannabe just takes a couple steps further and says, yeah, stop trying to talk to it. It's just going to fuck with your head. Just hand it to me.
Okay.
Katri.
Are we really giving this book up to these strangers?
Well, Katri, roll focus.
I trust Petra.
Yes, Katri, roll focus. Wannabe, you too.
I got a 10.
Focus. Find it. No, that was technology education. No. Oh God.
Oh.
Maxwell, 16.
Oh, good. You hand the book over with no issue. The man turns around, says, "All right, Kilo, Papa. I think it's about time we finally leave. Petra, I know you've made a life here, but you should really come with us too. You don't belong in this time."
What?
Petra just looks directly at you, Paxson, and says, "They've been telling me that I somehow managed to hit my head when I landed here for a solo mission. Wound up getting injured, and I remember your father finding me, patching me up, and, well, I've told you this story millions of times. It's how we met. But I guess I'm not really from here? Or, well, this part of me isn't from this time, and I don't really know. It doesn't make sense, because I am here, and you're here. You exist because of me." And Kilo, the long purple-haired woman, says, "Yeah, a lot of things have been fucked up because of that."
Oh my god, that's a time-traveling MILF.
Shush, Katri.
The Kilo, the woman that said that, says, "Yeah, I don't know why I said that way back then, but..."
Huh?
Oh, wait, sorry, wait. You shouldn't be listening. We need to leave.
Something is going on here.
There's focus many other universes.
Who are you people?
Whiskey, Pops, and Petra, we need to leave before we incriminate ourselves any further.
Who are you people? Am I still hallucinating?
You're taking his mom.
You're not taking her mom.
Separate a mom from a kid like that.
The masked man looks pretty young, has been referred to as Pops, just lifts up his mask, revealing Paxson's face, and says, "Where are you, okay?"
What the fuck?
And that's where we're gonna end this.
Okay, I'm still hallucinating.
No! My reality is shattering.
Thank you for listening to the Reckless Rumors.
Thank you for listening to his own mom.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this. I had a whole lot of fun planning this for so long. But, yeah, we're gonna end it here. Hope you enjoyed it, and stay reckless.
Stay reckless, guys! What the fuck?
Forever!
Oh, man. And also, thanks to Mars, Steph, Tyrus, and Argo for being my regular players. We're not affiliated with Game Freak, the Nintendo company, or Pokemon.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway.
I am Nintendo and Game Freak.
Yeah,
I'm
my
son is
on Passport Spider-Man.
How can Paxton be an anomaly? How can Paxton be an anomaly if those different timelines with Paxton exist?
We'll figure that out next time.
And that, my kids, is How I Met Your Mother.
Years ago, my ancestors, along with everybody else on the Shiloh Peninsula, fled a horrible calamity. 300 years ago, my ancestors were instrumental in the founding of the city-state of Laroa. Today, I carry on the Cagliari lineage and preside over the Cagliari estate, and by extension, the city-state itself.
Meryl, 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 Meryl!
What are you? How dare you interrupt my monologue? What is the meaning of this?
Oh my gosh, Meryl, come back quick! Oh gosh, we gotta get you back to Henry... Meryl!
Who are you and what are you doing here? This is private property!
I'm sorry, I'm Professor Laurel. I'm a Pokemon researcher, from the Coret region. I gotta get this little one back to her trainer. I know he ran out of berries, Meryl, but we can find more!
You are on the esteemed manor of the Cagliari clan in the city-state of Laroa. Where the
Meryl!
Hell is this reach?
Meryl! Blah, blah, blah!
I must get back to my monologue. Get out of my sight. I think we should probably just let them fight it out. In the meantime, welcome to the Two's Company podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jonah. And each week, we change off between two one-on-one RPG games. I run a Pokemon campaign called Henry's Story, where we follow a young trainer as they journey around the Coret region and discover brand new Pokemon, and give a lot of berries to a particularly sassy Meryl.
Meanwhile, I run a mystery thriller campaign in which Jonah plays Christopher Earth, an accountant who moonlights as an assassin who takes on the client of his life. If you're interested in our podcast, we're hosted on Anchor, so feel free to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and more platforms.
See you then. Bye.
See ya.
I think Steph likes voice mod.
In like a month and a half, I'm gonna listen back to this and be very confused. Because I kind of decided I'm not putting out any more of the main campaign episodes until the start of the year.
Very understandable. Welcome to the Reckless Lord.
Oh yeah, my dad saw Joe Biden.
Like in what context? Like you just like saw Joe Biden like at the store?
Oh, but you know, like, how that happened in, like, Florida, like, with the tornado and stuff?
No.
Oh, a massive tornado swept through and it caused a lot of devastation around the area. Luckily, I wasn't affected, but people were hit pretty bad. I talked about it in a serious discussion, but my dad's insurance works of insurance, and basically he was watching over helping people out in that area. And Joe Biden kind of drove through, and they saw the Secret Service, Air Force One, and Joe Biden get out of a car. My dad's mother's born to get close, and the Secret Service agent said, "Okay, we just gotta do a scan real quick, and you can't put your hands back in your pocket." And my dad told my mom, "Oh yeah, I was not going to say no. She looked like she could kick my ass."
But did he absentmindedly accidentally put his hands back in his pockets?
I don't fucking know. I wasn't there. He did send me the video of Joe Biden getting out of the car, though.
No, like, that's totally understandable. I was trying to... Words, and then words not happen.
Joe Biden more like... These nuts.
Wait, Steph, you haven't seen what happened in my area yet?
No, I
don't want to be sad.
Why would I know what's in your area?
Is it hot singles?
Yo, hot singles?
Hot singles have devastated the nation.
Can you call this a milk in main campaign chat?
Oh my god, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know why you like would expect me to know.
I don't know.
It was like...
Where's the fucking crunch?
Having fun.
Don't die.
Anyways, hello.
Oh, by the way, I already nicknamed your Sneasel. I'm pretty sure you'll notice it.
Okay, it's been a hot minute since I looked at my sheet. Who did I name Tilted Towers?
I don't know. Who did you name Tilted Towers?
Oh, it's Tangela. Okay, never mind. I'm okay with you being named Tilted Towers.
Give me one second. I gotta get my dog to shut up.
My spaghetti.
Wait. Well, I'm not going back on this statin decision. This Wooloo is on a holy. I unconsciously put nothing into some stats and everything into some other ones.
Oh.
This thing will not be able to hit things. It's okay. Wooloo is the Great Wall of Wooloo.
Alright, I'm back.